Welcome back to Hidden Treasures of the Midrash with Daniel Eisenberg. For Parshas Lech Lecha, we're going to take a look at a Midrash. Parts of it may be familiar, but other parts of it are certainly, I think, for the general populace, hidden treasures that we'll find in the Midrash. Some very interesting points. We'll start from taking a look at the Pasuk in Parshas Lech Lecha, Perek Tes Vav. This is immediately after the scene with the war of the four kings versus the five kings, and Avram ends up defeating the four kings, and he is approached by Melchizedek and the king of Sodom. And now in Perek Tes Vav, it says, Achar ha-dvarim ha-eila, right at the very beginning, Pasuk Aleph, Achar dvarim ha-eila ha-dvar Hashem el Avram b'machazel e-mor. There was a, Hashem came to Avram in a vision, saying the following, Al tira Avram, don't be afraid, Anochi magen lecha scharchar be-ma'od. I am going to be your shield, I am a shield for you, and your reward is very great. Avram responds in Pasuk Beis, Ve'emar Avram, Hashem Elokim, Mati Tein Li, God, what can you possibly give me? Venoch Holech Ariri, I am going childless. Uven Meshek Besi, Huda Meshek Eliezer. And the son, the Ben Meshek Besi, typically translated as the steward of my home, of my household, Huda Meshek Eliezer is Eliezer of Damascus. And since that's his response. And then in the next pasuk, he continues. He says, "Hainly, you didn't give me children, Hashem." And the ben beis yorishosi, the person who lives in my house, is going to inherit me. And then Hashem says to him, pasuk dalad v'hinei dvar Hashem elav leimor. Hashem responds, "Lo yirashecha zed. This one's not going to inherit you. Ki im asher yaitzei mimeecha hu yirashecha. Rather, the one who comes out of your innards, the one who's going to actually come from you biologically, is going to be the one to inherit you." Now, one question we might ask is why Hashem is appearing to him at this point, guaranteeing him protection and a great reward, and why now Avram responds he doesn't have any children. Of course, there's the famous explanation of the Midrash that's quoted by Rashi, that he was afraid that he used up all his merits at this point after the miraculous defeat over the four kings. But I want to take a look at a different Midrash that will have some very surprising points, and also can I think get an underlying theme that's going on through the story of Avram's journeys. So this midrash is found in Bereishis Rabbah. In my version of the midrash, it's Parsha Mem Dalad in Psikta Ches, and the midrash says as follows. First, it quotes comparisons between a request that Avram seems to make here in David's about only wanting righteous children. And then going to analyze the phrase uven meshek besi. So the assumption that we had is that the ben meshek besi, the steward of the home, is Eliezer the Damasek, the person of Damascus. That's how he originally understood it. Uven meshek besi, says Bereishis Rabbah, Rabbi Elazar Omer ben meshek besi ze Lot. That is actually a reference to Lot. Lot is the ben meshek besi. Why? Shenafsho shokekes alav liyurasheni. Because his soul was like, it was shokek. It was like, pining for, his soul was like pining within him to inherit me. Meaning that when Aram says ben meshek besi, he's saying the person who wants to inherit me, which is Lot. Who damesek Eliezer? This is the damesek Eliezer. So what does this mean? It doesn't mean that it's talking about a person domestic, Eliezer of Damascus. It rather shibishvilo radafi melachim adamesek va'azarani hakel. Basically, he's the midrash is interpreting Damascus as a reference to the fact that when they fought the kings, they pursued the kings until Damascus, and Eliezer is actually kale azarani. Hashem helped me. Meaning that this is the one that Lot, the Ben Meshek Besi, and then Huda Meshek Eliezer, means the one who wants to inherit me, i.e. Lot, for whom Hashem had to help me pursue kings until Damascus. But actually, it's not Eliezer at all. There's no person Eliezer. Then Reish Lakish says in this midrash, Reish Lakish bar kapar amar ben meshek beisi bar beisi hu Eliezer. And they say Eliezer hayashemo, his name is Eliezer. So that's the second opinion. Reish Lakish says it's Eliezer. But the first opinion is that Eliezer is not a, they're not really a name of a person. It's a reference to Hashem helping. It's worth noting, you know, it's actually a good trivia question. How many times does Eliezer, get mentioned by name in the Torah? How many times do we see Eliezer in the Torah? So the answer is we only see the name Eliezer in the Torah twice. And one of them is not even, Eliezer, who has a relationship with Avram, who has a relationship with Avram, who's the servant of Avram. It's Eliezer, the son of Moshe Rabbeinu. So we only have the name Eliezer come up twice in the entire Torah, and one of them is not even has nothing to do with Avram. It's Moshe Rabbeinu's son. So this is actually the only time we see the name Eliezer throughout Parshas Chayisara, where Eliezer gets or Avram's Eved gets a lot of airtime. He's called several different things. He's never called Eliezer. And this Midrash is telling us this name Eliezer is actually not a person. There was no person Eliezer. There's no servant Eliezer. The person that's the subject of this pasuk is Lot, and Lot is Damesek Eliezer. He is the one that Hashem helped Avram pursue the kings in order to save Lot when he was captured by the kings. So that's one very fascinating point. The famous Eliezer is actually really a machlokes. Could be it's a person named Eliezer, and it could be that it's actually Lot. But something else that's actually very important and significant, I think, to gain from this, and is that just the Havamina, the thought over here, that Lot is going to be the one to inherit Avraham, which is very interesting, right? We see that he had said that there's his nafsho shokekes a love, that Lot like really wanted to inherit him. Though we see, is Lot even in the picture anymore? Lot was just kidnapped by the kings. Avram saved him, and Lot seems to go back to Sodom. In fact, next week's Parsha, in Parsha's Vayera, we see that Lot's living in Sodom. Lot is still in Sodom. So just this idea, despite Avram and Lot splitting up, Avram still considered the possibility of Lot coming back and basically being a son for him, to inherit him. He essentially adopted him after Haran, Avram's brother, passed away. So there was he left over those two children, at least two children. There's another one as well, but Lot and Sarah. Sarai, and Avram seemed to have taken both of them in. He married Sarai, and he seems to have adopted Lot, and maybe it was really a real consideration that he was going to inherit him. In fact, we have a midrash earlier in Bereishis Rabbah. It's in Mem Aleph Ches, where Hashem, that's talking about the commenting on the scene where Avram and Lot have their first split up. And I say first because really after they reunite at the four, Battle of the Four Kings, it seems that they split up again, even though it's not mentioned so explicitly in the text. But it comes out that that's what happened. But the first time, so the Midrash comments that Hashem was actually very angry at Avram for bringing Lot along, and he's saying, "Oh, this Avram wants this guy to inherit him, and might as well get random people from the shuk, from the marketplace, to inherit him." And it seems that was actually a real thought in Avram's mind, right? Especially he says, I'm going childless. I don't have any children. So what is Lot is going to be my son and inherit me? Now, based on this, maybe this is another explanation for why Hashem is now telling Avraham, I'm a shield for you. There's scharach harbei ma'od. You have a lot of schar coming your way. What's going on here? It could be that Avraham really thought Lot was going to inherit him originally, and then when they split up in this week's parsha, they split up a couple of times, I guess, in this week's parsha. But the first time they split up, so Lot is Lot goes his way, Avram goes his way, and Avram is now wondering what's going to be. Hashem promises him you're going to have children, and then sometime down the line he doesn't have children. So now Avram maybe is thinking, especially in the war of the four and five kings, maybe this is my son, right? Maybe this, like Hashem arranged it for me to have to save Lot now, and maybe Lot is really going to be the one to inherit me. He's going to be Yorosh Beis Si. And when, again, Lot just returns to Sodom, and they split up further. So it could be at this point, Avraham is now just is very, very confused and could be hurt. What's going on? Who's going to hurt me? At which point, Hashem says, "Don't worry, you're going to get stuff." And he says, "Again, holy really, what? Who's going to inherit me? I thought maybe it's going to be Lot, but now it's not. I'm wondering what's going on." At which point, Hashem says, "No, you got it all wrong. It's not going to be Lot. It's going to be someone who actually comes from inside you. It's going to be real biological offspring that's going to inherit you." And then, of course, we see in this week's parsha this theme continues of Avram almost like being led on and confused. You know, okay, so I guess it's going to be the person who comes for me, and he assumes it's going to be Ishmael. And of course, we learn at the end of the parsha, and then much stronger way in next week's parsha, that it's not going to be the person who comes from Avram. It's going to be the person who comes from Avram and Sarah together. It's going to be through Yitzchak. So we see this theme, as discussed in the past, of El Arta Sher Eka, that Avram is constantly, in the dark about what the plan is, and he thinks it's this way, and he thinks it's that way. But this just shows another element to that it's not just that he thought his son was Yishmael, and then it turns out being Yitzchak, but it seems that even earlier there was somebody else who was a consideration to be the one who was going to inherit him, the heir of his wealth, and the heir, and more importantly, the heir of his mission, Lot. But over here we see that after they split up not once but twice, that Lot is not the person who's going to be the one inheriting him. So here we have, again, a very interesting approach to this pasuk, and a surprising opinion in the Midrash that's the classic one that we learn when we're younger, or even when we're older most of the time. And something that we can really bring out is this theme of Avram not really knowing what his fate is going to be. He a little bit knows the end story, but not quite exactly how they're going to get there. And Avram just being the incredible Eved Hashem and a man of Emunah, and as he goes through his journey, and we should be zocha to internalize this incredible Emunah and to be able to follow in also this incredible mission and journey and continue the legacy of Avraham Avinu. Have a beautiful Shabbos.